Hello and welcome to my podcast. I've been gone a while, but it's summer vacation, so you know what that means. It means I'm back. So welcome to my podcast. Today I will be talking about things that you can do during your summer vacation. Because I know some of y'all are bored at home right now. I know you've been waiting for summer vacation, probably since the beginning of the year. I know you're like, what do I do now? Now what? So, this episode is to help you think of some things that you can do to have fun. I hope that you enjoy. Let's get into it. Alright, so let's get straight into it. Okay? So, the first activity I have is to clean and rearrange your room. I feel like this is a really good activity to do as soon as you finish school. I mean, we're already a few weeks well into summer vacation, but I feel like this is still a good thing to do. So, what you're gonna do, you're gonna clean out your room. You're gonna clean out all of the stuff that's just, you know, all those things you have been hoarding or stuff that you're not using anymore. Things that you didn't have time to throw away while you were in school because we were busy, okay? Now you're gonna throw out these stuff. You're going to sweep. You're going to mop. You're going to throw away old clothes. You know, just get it all together, right? And then you can also take this time to rearrange your room. I did this to my room. I cleaned and I rearranged it. And I like it. It's like different. And what you can even do too is to change it back when you're going to school, you know, just to, you know, have a little change in your life. So it's like, this is your summer room, then when you go back to school you can just change your room back to the way it was. That's actually a good idea. And you can also you can also decorate your room. Maybe you wanted to decorate it for a while, but you didn't have time to. So now you can decorate your room, whatever aesthetic fits you best. My room isn't really decorated that much. I've never had like posters on my wall or anything, but I've always wanted posters. But I feel like now I've passed the age for that. Or not really. You can really just have, it really doesn't matter. But what I do have up in my room are, I have up, like on my closet, I have some pages from a film journal that I made. So yeah, and that's cute. So I'll leave that there. So yes. Alright, the next idea is something I really like. It's to try new recipes. So this could be really, really fun. My favorite app that I always see recipes on and I'm like, oh my god, saving them. Like, I need to try this. I need to try this. I need to try this. Pinterest. Oh my gosh. The recipes on there are so, like, quick and easy and to follow. And it's just, like, so tempting. Like, I have so many things in my Pinterest food board that I want to make so bad. Like, these, it can be whatever you like. It can be cooking, if you're more into cooking, like new pasta recipes and like meals, you know. Or it can be baking, which I think I'm more into baking. Yeah, I enjoy making more like desserts. So, like, for example, some things I have saved that I really want to try are creme brulee donuts, which sound amazing. What else? I'm trying to think back to, like, my Pinterest board. I really want to make churros. I want to make a crepe cake. Oh my gosh, and a tres leche cake. I want to make that so bad. So yeah. Okay, as human beings, it's also important to note that socializing is also very important. So go out, socialize, go out with your friends, You can go to the movies. There's so many good movies coming out right now. We had Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, which was so good. I can't believe they ended the movie like that. Oh my god, now I have to. I can't wait to see the next movie. It was so good. That cliffhanger really got me though. Yeah. I just watched The Little Mermaid last week with my friends. It was out on the sea. Like, I really think I'm Ariel. That movie was really good. I loved it. I just, oh, that was so good. Especially, I love the costuming. It was so beautiful to see, like, you know, 1800s Caribbean wear. That was really nice. That movie was amazing. Oh my gosh. Halle Bailey, she did so good. She literally channeled Ariel. But anyways, okay. So yeah, Barbie is coming out, which I cannot wait to see Barbie. I already have my outfit planned. Like, the Barbie movie is a serious occasion. Like, this is serious. Like, we have to dress up for Barbie, okay? Alright, watch, you guys might really like this one, watch movies and shows. So, I mean, this is like a given. I mean, who doesn't do this? It's summer vacation. I think there is beauty in film, and I think it's a better way of spending your time to watch movies rather than scrolling on social media, because I feel like you can learn so many things from movies and shows. I'm more of a movie person, and I'm starting to realize this now. I think for a while, I thought I was more of a show person, but I think I'm more of a movie person, because I feel like with movies, you usually learn something very valuable. And you just get like a nice little like takeaway when the movie ends, you know? Which shows is like they keep going on and on and on and on. But I feel like there are some shows that I like though. Example, How to Get Away with Murder. The 100. Oh my god, I love The 100. I feel like I need to make a whole separate episode about shows and movies that I love. But I think the movies that you watch should be kind of more summer vibes, just to get you in a summer mood. So you can watch movies like Grease. What other movies give summer? Judy Moody and the Not So Bummer Summer, maybe? Oh, you know what's a good one? Teen Beach Movie. I know it's a Disney movie, but I still love that movie so much. It's so good. Oh my, yeah. And then for shows, you can watch Outer Banks, which I love. I just watched season 3, and it was so good. I loved the whole theme about El Dorado. Oh my god, that was so good. I loved season 3. I think it's my favorite season so far. And I love Outer Banks because it gives summer vibes, you know? And they're these teenagers on this island, and I'm a teenager on an island, you know? So I kind of vibe with them. And also Stranger Things gives summer vibes as well. Yeah. Also, I've heard people talking about Oppenheimer, which I had like never heard about until like I think last week, and I'm kind of intrigued because I love historical movies. I just love stuff like that. So I kind of want to watch Oppenheimer now as well. I love the memes of Oppenheimer and Barbie, Barbenheimer or whatever. It's very funny. So yeah, I kind of want to watch Oppenheimer now. I'm intrigued. So yes, go out, have fun. You can go to the bowling alleys, you can go to the beach, to the mall, walk around, window shop. I do that all the time with my friends. I love to window shop. I love this. There's this bookstore in the mall where I live, and my friend and I, we would go to the bookstore and we would literally just go and look at books, and it's so fun. But I literally want to buy the Bridgerton books so bad, but I haven't even finished reading the books that I have, so it's like, come on now, come on. Actually, this brings me to my next point, which is reading. Okay, if you're a bookworm, you're gonna love this. You're probably already reading, you're probably reading before this, you're probably going to read after this. But yes, reading is very important. I think in this day and age that we live in with social media, it's important to take a break from all of the visual and auditory, you know, things that we get online, and to, you know, start looking at words again, to read. Okay, I'm guilty of not reading. I have so many books, but it's so much easier to scroll on TikTok, and I'm trying to get myself out of that mindset where reading is like a task, and just to make it something that I do for fun, something for leisure. But I'm really trying. I'm currently reading The Hate U Give, which is really good. Yes, I'm on chapter 5. I need to start reading it more. I really need to start reading it more. I was going to say I'm going to read it after this, but really and truly after this, I might continue watching Aladdin. I was rewatching Aladdin because I literally haven't watched a movie in years, and I kind of forgot what it was about. But I'm definitely going to start reading more. I'll give you guys a reading update. So right now I'm on chapter 5. Next time I make this podcast, I'm going to give you an update on where I've reached in my book. Okay. So yes, read. Read. I guarantee you can find something you like in a book. Like, there has to be a book that interests you. There's too many books out there for you to think all books are boring. Come on now, do some research, go on TikTok, find books that might appeal to you. You can even watch reviews of them and then read away. You can even find books online, you don't have to buy them. I think I like physical copies because when I read, it's usually because I'm taking a break from social media and my phone. So I prefer physical copies. But there are some soft copy books that I would read as well. I remember I was reading The Perks of Being a Wallflower online. So, yes. Yay! Alright, my next point. I love this one. So, I don't know how this might appeal to some people, but this for me is like something I've been doing a lot. So, this one says learn a language. Aprende una idioma. So, for some people, this might feel like a task. It might be like, oh, like, you know, it's like school. But for me, this is something that I find really fun. I'm currently learning Spanish and French and a little bit of Portuguese, but mainly Spanish and French. And I love it because it's just something about learning a language. And it's also because I want to travel a lot. I want to go to Spain, I want to go to Colombia, I want to go to France, I want to go to so many places. So I find learning a language fun, and I don't know what it is about it, if it's like about, I don't know, I just find it so enjoyable. I just love it. I love Espanol. I think it's a idioma hermosa. It's a beautiful language, and I just enjoy speaking it. It's very fun. Maybe I should do a podcast episode where I try to speak in Spanish for the whole episode. That would be really fun. And then I started learning French as well, because why not? I was about to say por qué no, but that's Spanish. I wanted to say Espanol and Spanish at the same time. Spanish. So yes, I think there is beauty in learning languages. And I know it may seem really hard, but there's so many people who learn other languages and learn many languages, you know? Polyglots. So if they can do it, you can do it too. There's so many resources. There's YouTube, you can watch movies in different languages. You can go on TikTok, look at like little vlogs in different languages, books, Google. Come on. If you're learning Spanish dictionary, Duolingo. Yeah, there's so many resources. You have no excuse. No excuse. Next idea is to have your own little personal fashion show. So basically what you're going to do, you're going to go through all the clothes that you have. And this should be after you threw away your old clothes, okay? From the first point where we were cleaning our room. So you're going to get your clothes and you're going to basically put together outfits. You can take pictures of them and plan outfits, you know. Do a little fashion show for yourself. Put on a little music if you want to. And yeah, you can even use an app as well to put together outfits, hypothetical outfits, if you were to go somewhere, which you should be going places because it's summer. I use the app called, I think it's called Purple, Purepple. Yeah, I use that sometimes. So yeah. But I think it's better if you put on the outfits and then take pictures of them in like a mirror. This idea is for if you want to somewhat hang out with your friends, but do it from your house. So if you can't hang out with your friends physically, you can always hang out with them online. So you can do a Zoom or a Google Meet where you watch a movie together, or you can play games. There's so many online games that you could play. There's this game called Expose that you can play, which is really fun. You can play, there's like a bunch of online games. I'm pretty sure you can play Uno online. You can do BuzzFeed quizzes, which is always fun. A BuzzFeed quiz party. Love that. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that could be fun. Alright, next. Try new hairstyles and, yeah, new hairstyles. This can be really fun. You can go on Pinterest again, or you can go on TikTok and just try new hairstyles. See what fits your face based off of the type of face that you have. If you have a round face or a slimmer face, you can try new hairstyles. And you can also try makeup looks. You know, just play with makeup, play with your hair. Maybe even dye your hair. Try something new that you probably wouldn't usually try throughout the school year or while you're working, or yeah. All right, so this brings us to the end of this podcast. I had so much fun making this. I really want to make a part two. Maybe I'll make a part two. But as we're closing off this podcast, I want to give you guys a little pep talk. You know, because it's summer vacation. I'm sure we've all been looking forward to this, you know, since probably the beginning of the year. Just make the most of it. Do what you're comfortable with. Maybe even get out of your comfort zone. You know, talk to people, have fun, listen to music, and just vibe. It's summer vacation. This is your life. You can do with it what you want. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I had a lot of fun making it. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye.